Kenya votes in a new constitution, Compassion makes headway in the Haiti rebuild, and an image makeover won't change purpose or mission for a ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Opponents of Kenya's new constitution gracefully conceded defeat and are now working toward making the situation a win-win for everyone. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says,
the Christian leaders have a really good perspective in Kenya of saying, there's not everything that we would like in this, but we're willing to go with it and work from here. It's something that we're not going to fight against, but it's something that we'll accept and get back to building a better Kenya.
Now that the country decided to adopt this framework, church leaders are still hoping the government will address the most divisive issues. They're also hoping religious freedom concerns won't become a reality. Through it all, Bright Hope comes alongside partners and makes sure they're resourced. The team sees their work as a constantly changing ministry.
People need to learn more. They need to grow in their faith. They need to study the Word of God. And we're constantly seeing our leaders challenged to understand the Word of God and be preaching in the whole gospel.
Meanwhile, Christians in the United Kingdom are being targeted with laws to prevent religious hate crimes. Because the term hate crime isn't clearly defined, Christian actions and words are under attack. Evangelist Sammy Tippett believes this is true throughout the secular world.
There's a spirit that has come of secularism that has really been against Christianity. But the interesting thing, and the thing that makes it so difficult to understand, is that it does target specifically Christianity and not other religious groups.
Western Christians have grown accustomed to little opposition, but
the truth is, if you're going to live for Christ, there's going to be some form of persecution.
Tippett says we can respond by keeping a positive attitude, reaching out in love, and by praying.
When I talk about praying, I'm not talking about praying that God would smack our enemies. I'm talking about drawing close to God, because when you do that, you'll be able to respond, as Jesus said, to love those who hate you and to pray for those who persecute you.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Compassion International is hard at work in Haiti as reconstruction is finally rolling. Finishing repairs on their larger office building, Compassion is utilizing both their office buildings and 11 shipping containers for offices in two cities. 200 more families have supplies for shelters, bringing the total aided to 4,000. And every affected center and hospital now has medical supplies. As they continue to share Christ through every effort, pray that the Haitians will continue to be receptive. Next, Mission Network News would like to welcome a new ministry to our broadcast. Christian World Outreach has been serving for 33 years. President Dean Yoder tells us their mission.
We want to participate with the body of Christ in responsible evangelism to bring dignity and self-worth through leadership training and development, and to meet people's needs through humanitarian aid.
The ministry began its work in Haiti, but also has missionaries in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Burkina Faso. In the past few months, Christian World Outreach has focused much attention in Haiti, where they've established 9 churches. Since the earthquake,
we have seen a tremendous growth in people coming to church. And almost every Sunday in our churches, people are accepting the Lord.
They've also distributed over 50,000 tons of food, clothes, and medicine. Head to our website to learn more about this ministry. And finally, Child Care Worldwide now has a new look, but their purpose remains the same. Their new look includes an updated website that they launched July 26th, as well as a new logo. Additionally, they've changed their tag from helping children survive and succeed to transforming lives. President and founder Max Lang says the change is more all-inclusive, as they aren't just concerned about children's physical survival, but also their spiritual transformation through the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.